It's good to be with you again today as we continue to discuss what God means by what God commands, and that is that all of us repent. I want to talk about repentance because this ministry deals with who God is, and God is one who commands repentance. I talk about repentance because Jesus talked about repentance. I talk about repentance because the entire Bible repeatedly tells us all to repent. I talk about repentance because it is my responsibility before Holy God to talk about our sin, which makes us unholy, and to invite you to repent of your sin so that with your faith alone in Christ alone, you can be made holy such that you are then fit to be in eternal relationship with the living God. That is, God makes you holy so that you can face Holy God peacefully. And this raises for us an interesting point for discussion. What part does repentance have in our salvation from sin? Let me repeat my question. What part does repentance have in our salvation from sin? Answer, according to Jesus, a very important part. I invite you to listen to the words of Jesus in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 15. And this will sound very similar to what Jesus says in Matthew 4, which is our current primary text. But Mark, in his gospel, quotes Jesus this way. I'll read Mark 1, verses 14 and 15 together for context. Mark 1, beginning at verse 14, says, "Now after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" Jesus said, "Repent and believe in the gospel," Mark 1:15. Let's talk about what Jesus preaches and says. Note at the very end of verse 14 that Jesus is preaching, and he's preaching what? The gospel of God. I'll define the gospel for you in a minute, but notice this gospel is God's gospel. So whatever the gospel is, it belongs to God. It is his idea, and Jesus brings the gospel of God to us. Then in verse 15, Jesus says quite a bit, but I'm focused on the second half of verse 15. Repent and believe in the gospel. Did you hear that again? Our Lord says repent, and he adds, believe in the gospel. I hope you will get this highlighted in your Bible tonight, and when you do, please note that Jesus puts repentance together with the gospel of God. Jesus puts repentance together with the gospel. It's crucial you know this, but let's back up and ask, what is the gospel of which Jesus speaks? Based on the Bible alone, that is based on what God's word alone says, by God's grace alone, through our faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, we are saved from our sin for the glory of God alone. This is the gospel of God of which Christ speaks in Mark 1:15. And I've posted this to God is W-E-Z-E on Facebook. That's God is W-E-Z-E on Facebook, so you can see this or write to me for it today. But here again is what the gospel is. Based on the Bible alone, that is based on what God's word alone says, God's grace alone, through our faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, we are saved from our sin for the glory of God alone. Christian, you ought to have that memorized. When someone asks you what the gospel is and you intentionally give the gospel to people in your life that need to know it, you can say it this way, and you will immediately pick up on the use of the word alone. Absolutely. Jesus Christ teaches us that there is only one way to be saved, to be rescued, to be delivered from our sin, and to live peacefully in the presence of Holy God, and that is by our faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. And so in Mark 1:15, when Jesus says, believe in the gospel, what he means is, believe in me, Jesus. He is saying, put your faith in me. Do not depend on any other way or means to be a part of the kingdom of God. There is only one way to be saved, and Jesus is the way. This is the direct opposite teaching to the teaching of all of the world's religions, because every religion, every philosophy, and every approach to God that is not the gospel is based on our good works. not on our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ's work on the cross for our salvation. Being a good person and not being as bad as someone else is not how you enter the kingdom of God. It is not how you go to heaven when you die. Committing yourself to the various rituals at your church, your temple, your mosque, your shrine, and your place of worship is not how you see and are accepted by God one day, or how you have a better, more blessed life here or there, whichever there is being defined. If you believe that, then I have very bad news for you. According to God in the Bible, God will condemn you, not save you. The place where you will spend eternity forever is hell, not heaven. This is what the Bible clearly says. The Bible says this with clarity. God accepts us. God welcomes us into heaven when we die or when Christ returns. God rescues and delivers us from sin only one way, through our faith in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. If we have genuine faith in Christ, he will forgive us our sins, remembering them no more. We must not depend on our supposed good works, including religious works, such as following religious rituals, even to near perfection, in order to spend an eternity with God. No, we must not think, well, I believe in Jesus, but I'll add some of my good works in there just to be sure. My calculation is more like this, Mark. My faith plus my good works equals my salvation. No, my friends, the Bible teaches this. Faith plus nothing equals salvation from sin and life in God's eternal presence. That's why I say it is by faith alone, in Christ alone, that we are saved, rescued, and delivered from our sin. It's got to be by our faith alone, in Christ alone. This is what the gospel is. It is the good news of God that he gives us grace alone so that we are saved by faith alone, in Christ alone, for the glory of God alone. Do you believe this? I pray that you will. More than anything, I pray you accept this to be the truth. I pray with all my heart that you will be saved from your sin today because you believe by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be set free from your sin, not just someday, forever, but here and now, in the messiness of your life, then write to me today and I'll gladly tell you more about what faith in Christ Jesus means. Please, reach out to me today, mark@markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at markaswallow.com. And my mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. I look forward to hearing from you. I am praying that everyone listening to my voice right now is genuinely saved from sin by the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you already believe this gospel, then please join me in going to prayer for your fellow listeners. Right now, please pray for anyone listening to this today and tonight. Ask God to save them. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. Christians, go out and boldly proclaim this gospel of God wherever you are, and let's pray together for spiritual fruit, fruit that will last. This is the most important message you'll hear today, and this brings us back to what Jesus said in Mark 1, verse 15. Jesus said, repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus puts repentance together with the gospel. According to God's Son, repentance is a part of the gospel, so that when we put our faith alone in Christ alone, we repent. Repentance and faith in Christ go together. Do you have a quarter there somewhere? If you're listening outside the U.S. on the podcast, do you have a coin that is in your currency? Pick it up for a second and look at it. If it's U.S. currency, say a quarter, you'll notice that on one side is one image, the profile picture of George Washington. And on the other side is another image, and these days, this could be any number of images, but the most common is an eagle spreading its wings with the words United States of America and quarter dollar running up around the edges of the coin. And you're wondering, what has this got to do with repentance? I'm using the coin as an analogy. Faith and repentance are two sides of the same coin. Faith and repentance are two sides to the same coin. One Bible commentator put it this way, we have, quote, repentant faith. Yes, faith alone in Christ alone is a repentant faith. Jesus Christ clearly taught this, and he taught it right here in Mark chapter 1 and verse 15. Repentance is integrated with the gospel of God. We can say repentance is central to the gospel of God. If you do not understand repentance, then you do not understand the gospel. And if you do understand repentance, then you do understand the gospel. Faith and repentance are two sides to the same coin. No matter how you turn or flip that coin around, they're both a part of it. Faith and repentance are inseparable. I pray that you will comprehend the words of Jesus in Mark 1, verse 15. Read them for yourself. Meditate and think quietly on them. Jesus is God in human flesh, so that whatever Jesus teaches is what God teaches. Whoever Jesus is who God is. They are one and the same. Do you want to know how God saves a person from their sin? How God saves any person from sin? Listen to Jesus. He tells us clearly, repent and believe in the gospel. Please, take Jesus at his word. He speaks to you today. Believe in Jesus now. And we will pick up here again tomorrow with one another on God Is.